Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What a day it is to praise the Lord. What a great day it is to honor the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. What a great day it is to be alive and to be his very elect children in the earth realm, to be chosen by the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Father of us all. Oh, God, the one who created us. So we thank you that this is the day that you made. We are glad. We are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. The song says rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. But Lord, we thank you this morning that we are rejoicing that the King of Kings know our name and allow us the privilege to call his name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we break in pieces the gates and the brass and cut the bars asunder. Let the Assyrians be broken in our land in the name of Jesus. We break every yoke from our necks. We burst all the bonds in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, break them with the rod of iron and dash them in pieces like the potter's vessel. Break the arms of the wicked. Break their teeth, oh, God, in their mouths in the name of Jesus. Break the teeth of the young lions. Let the oppressors be broken in pieces, oh, God. Let the arms of the wicked be broken, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Let the horns of the wicked be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the kingdoms of darkness be broken. Let the foundations of the wicked be broken. Let the kingdoms of Babylon be broken. Let all the bows of the wicked be broken. We break in pieces the horses and the rider. We break in pieces the chariots and the rider. We break in pieces the captains and the riders. Let the words of our mouth be like hammers that break the rocks in pieces. Oh, God, we thank you for breaking down the walls erected by the enemy against our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we break down every altar erected against our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the idols and the images of the land be broken by your power in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and disannul every demonic covenant made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, oh, God, that you made a covenant with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing in us in the earth realm. Lord, you're moving by your spirit on a daily basis, oh, God, and we can call on your name morning, noon, and night. We can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for Bible Story Land. We thank you today for what you're doing on Bible Story Land. We thank you today, Father God, that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Oh, God, and you, in the name of Jesus, bless us on a daily basis. Oh, God, you give us great gifts. In the name of Jesus, even gifts we're not even aware of, and we receive those gifts in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing this morning and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. And, Lord, nobody said that the road would be easy. Oh, God, I thank you that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. Nobody said that the road would be easy. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you didn't bring us this far to leave us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, oh, God, that we can't give up now, that we are trusting in you no matter what it looks like. Oh, God, we thank you that you bring perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you this morning for what you've done and what you're going to do. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, no weapon, no weapons that are forming shall prosper against us, your very elect children. We thank you, Lord God, for peace, that kind of peace that only you can give, that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you today in the name of Jesus that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Oh, God, you are the God who loves your children. You are the God. Oh, God, I thank you that you don't give up on us. You don't give up on us. You keep on. You keep on. You keep on. You keep on. You keep on, oh, God. You keep on blessing us every day. You keep on blessing us morning, noon, and night. In the name of Jesus, we adore and bless you. We adore you. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving because you are the God who loves us. I know that the Lord didn't bring us thus far to leave us. No. He is the everlasting Father, the King of kings. He's faithful to his children. He is not a man that he should lie. He keeps his promises. So I thank God for you all being on Bible Storyland this morning. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, Sister G. And we are here to serve the Most High God, to praise him like never before, to give him honor, glory, and thanksgiving this morning. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:31, the hoary head is the crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. It's a beautiful thing to sit and talk to elderly people. You know those elderly who serve God, who are faithful to God. They have much wisdom. Much wisdom, and that wisdom is given to them by God. They honor and they reverence God even in their old age. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are thanking the Lord for what he's doing, what he's going to do. We praise the name of the Most High God. We are praying for senior citizens today. We have with us this morning Pastor Donna Hawkins, and we're going to a call on her this morning, a few minutes. She's going to be singing a song of praise. And you know what? We also are going to be praying for those senior citizens who don't call on the name of Jesus, who still live worldly lives, who still live for the other. Yeah, you know, that little God, that small G God, live for the devil. So we are praying for salvation for the senior citizens. Those that call on the name of God. We're also praying for those who don't know God yet. So we have Pastor Donna. We're going to ask her to pray for senior citizens, those who know God and those who don't know God. Good morning, Pastor Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. It's so good to hear your voice again.
It's good to hear you. We have missed you so much.
Oh, my goodness. We were in Atlanta the last time you were on, and I just could not get everything done. But I tell you what, we had a wonderful service, some wonderful devotion. We just had a wonderful time. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
On this Tuesday, we went to Indianapolis. We spent Tuesday night and Wednesday night with Jackie and her daughter, Davida. And then on Thursday morning, we went to Louisville for Jackie's sister Deborah's annual checkup in Louisville. Deborah's on the list to receive a kidney. So we went and took care of that on Thursday and then came back to Paducah. So we've had a wonderful week this week, too.
Yes, you have.
Yes,
you got traveling shoes on.
The Lord keeps blessing us. He keeps bringing us back home, so we are so thankful.
I know it. So if you could pray for the senior citizens this morning, cover them all, those that are saved, those that are not saved, we appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning. First of all, Lord, thanking you for allowing us to see this day that we've never seen before, Lord. Lord, while I'm praying, I ask a special blessing on those senior citizens, Lord, those that you have kept down through the years, Lord. We are so thankful, Lord, for the years that you have given to them and given to us, Lord. And, Lord, should there be any seniors on today who are not saved, Lord, we are praying that you will prick the hearts, Lord, touch the minds, Lord, and let them know that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life, Lord, and no man can see the Father but by you. So, Lord, we are asking a special prayer on the seniors today, Lord. We ask that you would keep them safe, keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Looking back over our lives, Lord, you've been mighty good to us, Lord. We can't thank you enough for all that you have done, Lord, and we're looking forward to what you are going to do, Lord. Lord, for most of us, we have more days behind us than before us, Lord, but we're not worried, Lord, because we know where we're going, Lord. We are so thankful that you've already prepared a place for us, Lord. We know that heaven is a prepared place for prepared people, Lord. So, Lord, we do want to be prepared for when you call our name, Lord. We don't want any trouble down at the River of Jordan, Lord, but we want to be able to cross on over, Lord, cross on over to the other side, Lord, so we can sit down at your feet, tell you all about it, Lord. Lord, we know you already know, but we just want to thank you and tell you all about how we made it over, Lord. Lord, we just thank you on this morning for the seniors who are listening today. We thank you for the seniors, Lord. We thank you for keeping them, for carrying them, for blessing them, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for your grace and for your mercy, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you have done down through the years, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. Our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, it hasn't even entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for those who love you, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord. And we thank you. We can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord, for what you've already done, Lord. So, Lord, we just bless your name today, Lord. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to live long enough to know that you are the only way, Lord. Lord, we bless your name today. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to call on your holy name. We love you. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray it for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen, amen. Well, you ready to sing now or you want to sing a little bit later?
I'm going to sing now. Our Community Clergy Fellowship has a 9 o'clock meeting. You know, we're an hour behind you, so that's where
right.
I'm going to go this morning for our Community Clergy Fellowship. We're making plans for our fall revival. We're going to have Reverend Lance Watson from Richmond, Virginia. He's going to be our evangelist again. He's been here before. We love him. So we're making plans for that fall revival. That's what we're in the midst of doing right now. So continue to pray for the Community Clergy Fellowship that we'll continue to allow the Lord to use us and do what he would have us to do.
Amen.
My song is Glory to His Name. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I am so one trustly safe from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in, singing glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete, singing
glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. I'm singing glory to his name. Oh, there at the cross where he took me in, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. I'm singing glory to his name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name.
Amen, amen. Glory to the name of our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Donna. We appreciate you. Father, I thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, your precious daughter. I thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing on her behalf. And, Lord, I thank you that you cover her when she travels to and fro. I thank you that you go before, you go with her and her husband and family, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for their family. We thank you for all families, Lord. We thank you for peace, love, joy in the families, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you for that community group that they'll be meeting with today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that all is well. In the mighty name of Jesus, go before, go with her, walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you, Pastor Donna.
Amen. I love you, Minister G. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate you. All right. Well, we have Jackie Travis on here. Jackie, we got a surprise for you this morning. How you doing, Jackie?
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning.
Just guess what? Your friend Mitch Cox is on here. He wanted to say hello. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning, Brother Mitch. It's so good to hear your voice. I'm
likewise,
so glad she got in touch
your voice
with you.
Too.
Yes, I know you're going to sing.
I'm going to attempt to sing a couple of voices in time like these.
All right. I know that's right. All right, I got my auntie here today, both
fantastic.
Of my little aunties here, and we're going to try to sing a song, too. I got Elizabeth and Aunt Lou came in yesterday. I'm so glad to be around family. I love my family. I had my sister and my cousin up here Tuesday, and now I got my other cousin. My auntie's here today, and my other cousins are coming in, and my nieces and nephews will be over. It's going to be a good day.
Fantastic.
Thank God for
I'm
family.
A second.
Thank
invite me. Y'all should have come pick me up, too.
Me
you
too.
Right, you're about 12 hours away. But you welcome anytime, Sister G. Anybody, just let us know when you're coming. Okay?
All right. Well, Jackie, okay. Jackie's going to be singing, and then Mitch is going to be singing next. Hallelujah.
All right. Okay. It's me and Aunt Liz, but our song together. You ready, Aunt Liz?
All right,
we're ready.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. All along this journey, I want Jesus. Walk with me, hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand, Lord, lead us, journey,
you be sure. Be very sure that your anchor holds and grip this solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He is the one. So you be sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grip the solid rock. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Mitch. That was awesome. In times like these, you know what? We are singing praises to the Lord. Glory to his name. We're glorifying his name this morning. And we are walking with the Lord. He's talking with us this morning. And I tell you what, in times like these, we definitely need a Savior. Well, we got somebody special on with us this morning. They were born today, not long ago, but they are a senior citizen. They're from Houston, Texas, but this morning they're in Michigan. So, Mother Fanny's on the line. Brother Edward Jamison, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good
morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, we got Mother Fanny on this morning. We're all going to sing happy birthday to you this morning. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you.
To you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
We love you, we do. We love you. We love you, we do.
Amen. Well, good morning again, Brother Edward. How you doing today on your special day?
Good. I feel so great I can't understand myself. Hallelujah. Today I'm 69 years old, strong, perfect health, no headaches and pain. Only doctor I know is Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, we know you're going to sing for us this morning, man of God. So we're listening for you to sing on your birthday today.
Well, let's do this.
Amen.
All right. We have gathered in your name to magnify our God and worship him. We have gathered in your name to lift up holy hands and worship you. We have gathered in your name to magnify our God and worship Christ, our Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. So forget about yourself and consecrate on him and worship him. Let us forget about ourselves and magnify our Lord and worship him. We have come together this morning to magnify our King and worship Christ, our Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. So let's crucify our flesh and magnify our Lord and worship him. Let us crucify our flesh and magnify our God and worship him. So forget about yourself and magnify our Lord and worship Christ, our Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. God, I'm going to magnify his name. I'm going to lift him up today. I'm going to exalt him, for he allowed me to see another birthday, 69 years old, strong. Hallelujah in me, huh? Bless you. Thank y'all for sticking on and all the prayers and the song. I thank God for who he is. I don't know what I'm going to do today, but I throw myself a surprise birthday party. So I'm going to surprise myself this morning in Jesus' name. Bless you.
Well, happy birthday again. We love you. Listen to Mother Fanny's going to sing her song, so listen to her sing her song. Good morning
Good morning, good morning to everybody.
I'm so grateful to have these young people on here, young people of God. So it's Senior Citizens Day. Mother Fanny is going on. Let's see, you're 80 what, Mother Fanny?
82.
82, and after you, we have Mother Ludell. She is 96 years young, I believe.
Oh, my, my.
So she's going to be singing after you. So go ahead, Mother Fanny, let the Lord use
Okay. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid the burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. Lord, I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. Being in trouble, alone, so much trouble, since I laid my burden down. Lord, I've been in trouble, so much trouble, alone, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Yes, Lord, thank
amen,
you.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. We all got to lay our burdens. We can't carry those burdens. They're too heavy. They weigh us down. And I just thought we can lay them down at Jesus. Thank the Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we have Mother Ludell on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. I'm sorry, from Appleton, Georgia.
Yes.
I'm trying to make her move to another state. Good morning, Mother Ludell.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone this morning. And it's another day that the Lord has letting us see from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
We are just blessed this morning. We are just blessed, you know, to be able to hear the program and to help sing on the program and all that. I'm just thankful to God for he led me to him this morning. And thank God for this old miles and here to Florida you know, it's just a blessing that you can hear the message, the song through the air. So we are blessed. So I'm all saying, shine on me. And one thing about this shine on me, it say let the light from the lighthouse. You know, it's the light of love. It's a light of peace. It's a light of forgiveness. And that's something that we don't want to do is to forgive. But this light, I'm going to sing about it. It's all about love and forgiveness. Shine on me, oh Lord. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse, oh yes, shine on me. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No
about ready for our speaker, you know. This woman of God is from California that's going to be speaking. She's a missionary. She's an apostle. She was ordained in 1985. She's the founder of CEO and CEO of So Shall Thy Word Be Ministries, Isaiah 55:11, Holy Women, Who Are They, and the Hands and Diligent Incorporated. She has a heart for women, especially those that have been bound by drugs, alcohol, and depression. She has a bachelor's in psychology and a master's in divinity. She is the Lord's humble servant. Good morning, Apostle Kathy Rich. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. How are you, and how's everybody?
Blessed.
Doing great.
That's right. I have enjoyed you this morning. I've enjoyed the praises of the Lord. It's been a blessing.
Amen.
Just to be here.
She gave a sacrifice this morning, you all. It's not even 7 o'clock where she lives yet. It's 6:41 or so there in California.
Yes, Lord.
Getting up early to come on with us.
It is well, hallelujah, anyhow, because we get up early to be with God, don't we?
Amen.
So it's okay. So, you know, this morning when I was
Let me stop you for 1 minute. Let me stop you for 1 minute.
Go ahead.
Someone has some noise on in the background. If you could turn off radio, TV, or put your phone on mute, that would help us so we can hear a little bit better. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right.
Okay. You know, the first thing that I was laughing, you know, I mean, you know, God got a sense of humor. I was laughing because the first thing he said was to tell my people there was very few people that he used in the Bible that were not senior citizens. Do you know that? Have we thought about that? Everybody that God used was well in their years because somehow or another, a whole lot of wisdom don't kick in until you get older. You know that? Because when we're young, what does the scripture say? When I was a child, I act like a child, right?
Yeah.
I did childish things. We do stuff that, you know, we just, God bless us, we're growing. But somewhere, God bless our hearts, somewhere after, I want to say somewhere after 50, 55, it's a wisdom that kicks in that only time and years can give you. Because you've been through, we've been through so much. We have weathered the storm, handled hardness, dealt with loved ones going home, friends and family. We've dealt with almost every situation, if not us, somebody we know has dealt with stuff. And then we come to a place where we realize that the only thing that matters is what that song used to say when we were growing up. Only what you do for Christ will last. After a while, you come to the realization, you know what? When we're young, we're trying to seek careers and jobs and money and houses. And, you know, we try to keep up with the Joneses and all of her relatives. But when we get a certain age, we understand, you know what? I don't care what kind of car I drive. I don't care the kind of house I live in. I just want to make sure that when I get to the other side, I hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Glory. That's what matters. So when I think about Abraham and Moses and David and all of the patriarchs, even the apostles, they were already in their years. So when they were listening to God and he was talking to them, and and the first scripture that came to my mind, see, I didn't even know you guys sang, Sister G. I didn't know that's what you did. And the first scripture that came to my mind that he gave me was Psalms 150, which was praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Then it says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. When God starts dealing with us about the word of God, wisdom in us kicks in and we get a better understanding. How many of us know when we read the scriptures when we was young, we were just reading them? It was okay, all right. You know, like the woman of God said, you have to learn how to forgive. We heard that when we, but let me talk about me. I heard that when I was young, but there were some people I didn't care, God, nobody, I wasn't forgiving them. Now, that's just how that went. But after you get a certain age, you understand, you know what, no, I really do need to forgive you. Because I can't have that laid to my charge. You get a better understanding. So I want every one of us to know that we are in our best years. We are at our best time in life.
Hallelujah.
We have the road to run in front of us because we have, God has imparted to us wisdom. And the Bible says, with all thy getting, get an understanding. So it talks about how wisdom was with God when he made, right? Proverbs 1:20 says, wisdom crieth without, that uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places, of concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city. She uttereth her words. How long will you simple ones in essence be without wisdom? Wisdom is the principal thing, right? Isn't that what the Bible says? So because we have lived so long, we have some wisdom. And could we all agree that this world is lacking wisdom? Jesus. From the White House to the back door, this world is lacking wisdom. And because we're seniors, we have something to offer, wisdom, to every person that we can come in contact with. You know, these days, you know, when we were growing up, you could talk to your peers, right? And we all kind of had common sense and mother wit and, you know, we did our thing. But we, because of the wisdom of those that raised us, what they put in us, we strayed a little, but we came back and got some sense. Today, the young people, I want to say everything under 40, most of them weren't raised with people of wisdom. Most of them, when you think about it, they grew up in foster homes. They grew up with somebody else taking care of them because, unfortunately, a lot of them, their parents were already on drugs, already in jail, already in some horrendous situations. So who taught them? But we were blessed. We had parents and big mamas and mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts that said, come here, boy, come here, girl, let me do that. You don't do that. They gave us wisdom. So now we can give that wisdom. And now we have the wisdom of God, bless the Lord, to couple with life's wisdom and help people. So I want us all to understand it's not too late. Don't let the devil tell you, well, nobody's listening to me. I'm 100. Do you know how, that's a whole century. Do you know what you've seen in your lifetime? Do you know what you can impart? What God can use you to tell somebody, to help them to not make the same mistakes that somebody else made, we made? It is such a blessing. I thought about that. I said, Lord, I never thought about that. Everybody that, there was a few young kings, you know, a couple of them were 12 and, you know, a few of them were in their early 20s and young. But when it comes to all of the powerful people that you read about in the Bible, they were already well past their 80s and 90s. Sarah was 90 when she had Isaac, right?
Yeah.
Abraham was 100. Just the fact that she was childbearing was a miracle, wasn't it? All of the people in the Bible that he used to do exploits for him. We're his senior citizens. Because all our mindset is we want to please God. That's our mindset now. We're not trying to please people. We're not trying to impress people. We want to impress God. And that's it. I went to school and I was sitting in class, Sister G, and I was looking at all the young people because, you know, I'm a senior citizen. So when I went to school, I was well in my years. And all these young people, and they were just full of life and talking, but you could hear the lack of wisdom. And you said to yourself, wow, God. I told myself, I said, Lord, I thank you that you didn't let me go to school when I was young. Because I wouldn't have understood what I'm understanding now. I would have just took that, you know, word and said, okay, all right, I'm getting my degree. Now I understand the weight of the word. That's what you get, the weightiness of God. When you get older, you understand his weight, his glory, his power, his strength, his ability, his might, Jesus. You understand the awesomeness of God. You know, when you sit down and you think, God that created the universe, that created everything that we know, wants to fellowship and hang out with us, with our wrong self. It's a humbling thing. It makes us want to just say, God, we thank you. God, we bless you. And the scripture says, what is man that thou art mindful of it? The Son of Man, that you would even come and hang out with us. The angels are yet looking at us going, what is it about man that God is so concerned about? The master of the universe is concerned about each and every one of us. Look how he brought us all together from all places on the earth to come together this morning to worship his name, to give him glory, just to bless him. We didn't come to impress. I don't know about everybody else. I know nobody else was on the line. I had no idea of what was going to go on this morning, but I knew that God said yes. He is an amazing God. He is an all-powerful God, and there's nothing like his presence and his peace and the relationship. You can tell somebody about the relationship of God. Every one of you that I heard this morning, you can hear in their voice a relationship. Not just I'm singing because God gave me a voice, but I'm singing because I know him. Every song meant something to every person that sang it. Because he had done something for them. And that song was like a standard. It was your testimony. This is what God, you can know God for this. You can know him for that. And I'm singing about it. It is an amazing thing to have a relationship. It's an amazing, do you realize that senior citizens are living out the scripture that says, with long life, would I satisfy you and show you my salvation? Because we have obeyed God, he has granted us life. That is a miracle. He is keeping his promise to us every day that we wake up. He said, because you've been obedient to me, I'm allowing you to live. Because you obeyed my word, I'm allowing you to live. Do you know how many people didn't wake up this morning? Didn't wake up yesterday.
Right.
We have the privilege of life. We are God's soldiers. We're his secret weapons. He uses us mightily. Our grandchildren, our children, our neighbors, any and everybody that we can get our hands on. Aren't we always telling them about Jesus? And his goodness, happy birthday, young man. I heard him say, today is my birthday. I'm strong, and the only doctor I know is Dr. Jesus. Do you know what a blessing that is to somebody?
Yeah.
That in itself is a miracle. To be 69 and only know the Dr. Jesus? Come on here. We are awesome. Don't ever let anybody or the enemy make you feel any ways less than. Because every day that you live, God is showing forth his glory in us. He's saying, this is my child. I'm honoring her with life because they have been obedient to me.
Right.
Because of salvation. Salvation, the world needs salvation. Oh, God. We're praying for us as seniors. We're praying for our families. We're praying for other seniors. We're praying that God would get in us and use us mightily. And everywhere we go and anybody that we come in contact with, that we would share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
That we would lay hands on the sick so they shall recover. That we'll minister life and deliverance to them. That we'll speak a word that'll bring them out of darkness and depression and loneliness and sadness. That the word of God will strengthen, uplift, heal, deliver, and set free. That's our job every day that we get up. Every day that God gives us breath in our body, we're saying, God, use me. That song that says, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Yes.
We're available to him. And he wants to use us. He gets delight in using us because of who we are to him. He loves us so. He is such a loving God. I know that we all know that there are just days that you can just feel God wrap his arms around you and let you know, I'm here with you. I got you. Thank God for that.
Oh, yes.
So if I could be of a blessing to anybody, I want you to know, every senior citizen, including me, that God has many, many, many more useful things for you concerning ministry and the word of God. Many more people that you can touch. Many more people that he can use us to minister life and deliverance to. Many more people that he can use us to sing and pray for and lay hands on and watch the spirit and the living power of God flow through us to touch people. So remember, everybody in the Bible that God used mightily was a senior citizen. And every one of them, we're reading about their exploits today. Someone's going to read about ours tomorrow. Make sure that he uses you greatly. God bless you, Sister G. I am so honored that you asked me to come. I'm so grateful to be here. I am ecstatic that God would use us this morning.
Amen, amen. We
thank
you for you, Minister Kathy. Oh, my God, that was an awesome word.
Oh, yeah.
Such an encouraging word about the senior citizens and how he used us when we realize, you know, when we come to the age of realization, the wisdom kicks in. I thank God for that. You know, as we get older, we realize the weight of God, the awesomeness of God. And we can praise him. You know, when I was creating Bible Storyland a couple of weeks ago, the scripture that you called out, Psalms 91:16, he will satisfy us with long life and show him our salvation. So I thank God for that word. It was so encouraging. I mean, it was very encouraging to me. I thank you so much for getting up so early in the morning. I'm sure you had to get up by 5 and get on the radio for 6 o'clock, 8.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Yes, and I know you were up late, so I thank God for the that word. It was such an awesome, powerful word. I mean, you know, Psalms 50 about praising God, giving God praise, and, you know, wisdom. We got to cry out for wisdom. We need more wisdom. And then we got to start crying out for our children to use wisdom in the choices that they make in life and pray for them. You know, God is so awesome. I thank God for what he does in all of us. You know, it's salvation time. You know, salvation is a gift from God. Everybody in the world needs to be saved. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, the only begotten Son, so that we could be saved. Jesus didn't come here just to mix and mingle with people. He came here so we could have eternal life. So, you know, he could have stayed in heaven. But he said, Lord, if this cup could pass from me, let it be so, but let your will be done. And that's what we have to say. You know, we go through the hard times, the tough times. We got to say, Lord, if the cup could pass, but Lord, we embrace your will. Whatever your will is, we embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody on here, I believe everybody's saved. But if there's not anybody who is on here, if you're not saved, press 1. Mm-hmm. We got ministers on here. We will walk you through the plan of salvation. You know, we all got to be saved. That's why God sent Jesus, so salvation can come to the world. You know, God wants to destroy earth by water. The earth looked like it looked now. It was murders, all kind of stuff going on the earth side of me. You know, man with man, woman with woman. It was robberies. It was hideous crimes. Every kind of imaginable sin was going on in the earth, just like today. So much is going on. Drive-by shootings, children dying, just all kinds of things going on in the world today. So we got to continually, you know, stay close to God. We got to say, Lord, we need you this hour, this second, this minute. We need you.
Amen.
The song, I need you every hour, but I need him every second. I can't do without him. Lord, help me in the traffic. Lord, help me. You know, God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
So anybody saved, step forth and say, I need salvation today. Well, we thank God for everybody on here being saved. And if you know anybody that need to be saved, start praying for them. I got neighbors that need to be saved. I pray for them. I say, Lord, save them. Don't let them leave this earth without knowing who you are, without calling on your name, without having their sins forgiven. That's an awful thing. That's an awful thing. We don't want to leave like that. And then, you know, sometimes when we get saved, we become prodigal. We ain't got wisdom yet. We say, oh, yeah, Lord, just let us have a little fun. What we think is fun is a trap from the devil. Like the devil trapped Eve. He said, no, God didn't say that. But she said, yeah, God said that. But then he tricked her again. He's a trickster. And he's trying to trick our children. So any prodigal daughters or sons on this morning, it's time to give our lives back to God and repent. It's time to give our lives back to God. Repent, turn. Repent means to turn from, you know, the world. Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, it's testimony time. We got time for a quick testimony, and I'm going to jump right in and give mine quickly. This week I was typing on the computer, and I looked and it said battery was draining. Need a new battery. Battery is going down. And I said, God, you know I need my computer. I need it for the radio show Saturday. I need it for the book I'm working on. I need a computer, you know, to get emails. I need a computer. So I called all kind of places looking for a battery. And the one place I called, they said, well, it's going to be anywhere from $90 to 100 and something. I'm like, Lord, you know. I got to eat, Lord. I got to sleep. I got to pay this and that and the other. Got to pay my tithes. Got to, you know, give offerings. So, Lord, make a way. Let me get the battery for a little or nothing. So I went to the place. It's way across town. Took me about an hour to get there. I got there and showed the man computer. He said, what's going on? I told him. So he said, well, give me a few minutes, ma'am. He checked the computer. he said, oh, this right here was bent. So I stuck it in the computer. And he said, look, it's you know, coming back up.
Oh.
It's charging. Do you know God made the way? I didn't have to pay one penny. I said,
oh,
I knew it. Thank you, Jesus. I knew he did
it. Come on, God.
Now,
thank you, Lord.
I prayed that prayer. A lot of people say, oh, I don't ask God for this and that. But God gave me favor. He said, Caritha, whatever you ask for in my name, believe it, I'm a grant it.
Oh, yes, he will.
So I don't hold back.
Yes, he
will.
I pray
small things, big things, whatever I need, I ask him for it. So he granted me $0 to pay for the computer I brought home. I had to pay nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
so
Lord.
Good.
Yes, he is.
So it's testimony time. Anybody got a quick testimony they want to give? Then it's going to be prayer time. We are praying next. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I hear the minds clicking, but I don't hear no testimonies yet.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank the Lord for life, health, and strength. I want to thank the Lord for being alive one more time. Well, he didn't have to do it, but he does it all the time. And I don't want to thank God for each and every person on this line this morning. Because it's a great, wonderful thing to be on this line. Be praising God one more time. And I just thank God for my family and for everybody. I just pray everybody will come closer to God. But we need him. We cannot survive without our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. He died on that cross to save us all. We have to follow him and do his will. And we shall do it. We
Amen.
Must do it. We must obey our God and do as he said do. Without him, we cannot do it. But if we give ourselves to him, he will help us do what we have to do. And I thank him for everything, for the good and the bad. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. This morning, I thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for that testimony this morning. He is
Amen.
Good. He is greatly to be praised. We serve the awesome, almighty, all-powerful God. Nothing is impossible to our God.
That's
nothing
right.
is impossible to him.
Amen.
Now, we it, but we serve the unlimited God. Well, it's prayer time. The Word of God says effectual fervent prayers of God. Oh, yep, get answers. So I thank God for the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So if you are not on, you haven't pressed one, press one. I see my friend on here, Sister Susan from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Sister Susan. How are you?
Good morning.
I surprised you, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Got prayer request this morning.
Let's not remember the ultimate sacrifice God made for us and to do the right thing in life.
Amen. Well, we're going to pray for your family this morning. We got Esther Donna Hawkins. We're going to be praying for her prayer request this morning, her family. And she is the pastor of Missionary Methodist Baptist Church. I'm sorry, I got the name wrong this morning. But Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church. And you know that comes with a whole nother package when you're a pastor of a church. We're praying for her this morning and for the Community Revival Fellowship that she's going to be a part of today. Jackie Travis, she moved on us. Slipped away, moved to Indianapolis, Indiana. So, you know, we got to take some trips to Paducah, Indiana, California, Applin, Georgia, Daytona Beach, Florida. Oh, we got to make some trips. I got to make some trips to all these places. I got places I can take trips to. So I thank the Lord
Amen.
This morning for what he's done. So
Amen.
Anybody prayer request, say them.
Minister G.
Yes,
the Community Clergy Fellowship is getting ready to start our meeting, so will you include us in your prayer today?
Yes,
our
ma'am.
President is President Alfred Anderson. He is pastor of Lincoln Heights Missionary Baptist Church. And our treasurer is Reverend Ronaldo Henderson. He's pastor of Washington Street Missionary Baptist Church. We have evangelist Melanie Nunn, and she is an associate minister of Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church. So please include us, all the pastors and ministers here in Paducah, okay?
All righty.
Right. I'm going to have to hang up because the meeting is
over there. I'm sorry, what'd you say? All right. Somebody doing dishes. I hear it. Put your phone on mute. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Any more prayer requests? We got Pastor Rich on here to help us pray. Good morning. Somebody said something.
This is Ludell. I request prayer for Ronnie, Mary Jean's son. He's in the hospital, very sick right now, and family members as well, and my family as well, and all families, because I think we all need prayer.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, well, I'm going to be talking about praying because I lost my last living uncle the other day. My father's last brother, so please keep, while we're praying, I'll be praying for bereavement for that, and a friend of mine, the Lawson family, she also lost her dad.
Okay, any more prayer requests? All right, well, we're going to be praying. Mother Fanny, could you pray? I'm going to pray first for Pastor Donna Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Mother Fanny, if you could pray for Jackie Travis and her family, her whole family, and thank God for the new move and the new job for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do for your children. And, Lord, we thank you for your very elect daughter, Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her husband, for her whole family, Lord God, for Missionary Baptist Church that she pastors, oh God. And Lord, you know all of the things that you are calling her to do. You said to whom much is given, much is required, so much is required of her. Her territory has been enlarged and she is stretched, oh God. And so, Father, she is at that community revival fellowship. We pray for the president and all the pastors that she named, President Anderson, Pastor Henderson, Pastor Nunn, and the ones that I missed, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that they would honor your presence, call on you like never before, that they would praise, let the high praises of you be in their mouths, that they would honor you like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for revival to take place at that fellowship, that pastors would be on their knees, oh God, calling on your name like never before, that they would not leave the same way they went there. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in that revival meeting today. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let fellowship come forth. Let forgiveness come forth. Old habits be dropped in the name of Jesus. Any religious spirits, remove them from them, oh God. And let spiritual, oh God, spiritual understanding come forth for each one of them, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for what you're doing for Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her husband. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless and honor you. We thank you for her strength, her health. Keep her healthy. Keep her well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Give me that name again.
Jackie Travis.
Jackie, okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father. Look down on Jackie Travis. Look down on her whole entire family, Lord. Strengthen them, lead them, and guide them, protect them, their grandchildren, Lord. Keep your hand around them, oh Heavenly Father. Help, do whatever you see fit to do in their life. For they need you, not only them, everybody needs you in this world. We just can't survive without you. We are weak, Lord. Fill us up when we are torn down. Make us all stronger. Draw us all close to the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to save us. We shall follow him and do his will.
all the day, the rest of the days I'm alive, because we truly want to be saved. We want to be saved, and we want to follow Jesus and not follow Satan and devil. He got nothing for us but trouble, trials and all tribulation. God has got everything for us, but all we got to do is give ourselves to him, and he will fix. He'll make a way out of no way for us. But we just got to trust him and do his will. The rest of the days of our lives, in Jesus' name, keep them covered, Father, in your name. You know they need. Father, be with them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Pastor Kathy, pray for
yes, ma'am.
Mother Ludell. She fell and hurt her leg the other day. She didn't even complain while she was on the radio. She said, I called her yesterday evening and I asked her how she was doing. She told me she fell and they took her to the hospital and the bruise is healing. So she's 97 years young. So we thank God for her.
Oh, bless her heart.
And she wants us to pray for her nephew, Ronnie, who's in the hospital, very ill.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first off, we thank you for this patriarch. We thank you, Lord God, that she's healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her can or shall prosper in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that we loose healing virtue to saturate her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord God, that there'll be no internal bruising or soreness, that she won't be stiff, that she'll be able to have the full activity of all of her limbs in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for the loved one that you also, we also speak healing to their body in Jesus' name. Father, you said healing is the children's bread. So we thank you, Lord God, that we eat of the bread of life abundantly in every area that we need it. Saturate this family. Give them peace. Bring deliverance and healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name
healing,
of Jesus.
God.
Your daughter, Kathy Rich, you know her, Lord God, and Lord, much is given to her, oh God, much is required. She's stretched like Pastor Donna to the max, oh God, doing all kinds of things that you're calling forth for her to do in this hour. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for everything that she's doing, oh God, and Lord, you know we all need to be led by your Spirit. So as you lead and guide her by your Holy Spirit, Father God, we thank you this morning for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless you, oh God. And, Lord, she lost an uncle recently, a family member, a close family member, Lord. And so, Father, you said weep with those who weep in the name of Jesus, laugh with those, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you for sending the word and healing them, oh God, in their loss.
Yes, Lord.
Walk, oh God, talk with them. Oh, God, nobody can comfort like you. You said, let not your heart be
yes,
troubled.
Lord.
Father, I thank you that their hearts will not be troubled, but they will cast these heavy burdens and cares of this world unto you, Lord God. And, Father, we not only lift up her and her family, but the loss of all who have, those who have lost family members. We leave all these burdens at your feet, Lord God, because it seems like the older we get, the more we hear about different ones passing away, Lord God. But, Lord, we pray for the salvation of those who are not saved in our families before they leave this earth, that they would give their lives to you, be saved, set free, healed, delivered in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you for walking with Pastor Apostle Kathy Rich, talking with her daily. Let her hear your voice clear. Give her sharper discernment, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for all that you've done for her and all you're about to do. Bless her child, grandchild, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, even as she teach your people, I thank you that you are the master teacher and you are teaching her. You are training her to more of your ways. And I thank you, Lord God, that she hears your voice clearer and clearer every day. She's your obedient servant. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Mother Fanny, mm-hmm. Could you pray for Sister Susan's family? Just her family. She has children, grandchildren. You could pray for her family.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, look down on Susan. Look down on Susan, her grandchildren, Father. Just keep your hands around and strengthen them each and every day. Make a way out of no way. Have mercy upon them, Lord. They need you. They cannot survive without you. They need you, Heavenly Father. Be with them. Go with them. Protect them, Lord. Keep them covered in your precious blood. Father, you know what they need. More better than anybody. Father, supply every need in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will do it for us and do it for us right now. If it's in your will, I pray that you will do it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Anybody have an announcement? Any announcements before we close out? It's closing time on Bible Storyline. Any announcements, anything anybody want to say? Comments, anything? All right. Well, I thank God for each of you all. You all are a blessing in my life. I love each one of you, and I'm grateful that the Lord put you in my life. I am so thankful to the Most High because you know what? He knows what he's doing. He knows who need to be in our lives in a particular season, a particular time. And so I thank God for you. You already know God loves you so much, more than I can even tell you. He loves you so much, sent Jesus to die for us.
Yes,
I thank God this morning for all that he's doing, all that he's going to do. You know he's an awesome king now, a mighty God. He is the almighty Father. Ain't nothing too hard for our God. I thank the Lord this morning for what he's done this morning on Bible Storyland. I say to you, have an awesome day, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord daily. I love you. Talk to you next week. Will be Family Day. I look forward to hearing from you, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Family Day.
Mm-hmm. See you Tuesday.
Right. God bless you. Have an excellent day.
God bless
all right,
you.
Y'all
have
too.
A nice day.
Yes.
Love
thank
y'all.
You. Amen.
Thank y'all.